Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I definitely want to get into a conversation with you guys out there listening about cheating, having affairs. And I'm not sitting here tonight promoting cheating or having an affair on your significant other or spouse. That's not what I'm doing. But there's so many things in the world that are issues and problems. And I don't care that much about people that go down the specific road of cheating. I personally don't. And let me be clear about this. I'm talking about outside of my situation, outside of my household or people that I date or deal with, if I have a coworker or colleague that is cheating on their spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, it's none of my damn business. If you had a parent that was stepping out on your mom or stepping out on your dad, of course you're gonna have a feeling about that. But in terms of my own personal business, I need to be concerned with my own personal business, not with a coworker's, not with anybody else. That's just not like family's family. But outside of that, all these other people, I don't want to get into it. And I bring this up because I think that we go too far with outing people that have issues that way. Okay. Because we all know that we all as human beings are flawed. Some people use drugs. Some people step outside their marriages. Everybody has some sort of vice. I bring this up because there's a story that's going around about a Coldplay concert. Okay. A Coldplay concert's going on in Foxborough, Massachusetts on July the 16th. Okay. And they have up on a screen, they go around the stadium. And they have, you know, they'll take a twirl around the stadium and look at people dancing and this, that, the other. And on the big screen, they catch a gentleman and a woman embracing in a hug. And they're kind of like dancing with each other and holding them, you know, each other very passionately. And then all of a sudden, while on the big screen, the woman turns around, tries to hide her face, and the gentleman steps away to try to get off of the screen, almost like in that moment, they just got caught. Listen to Chris Martin as they're performing and that happens. Listen to what he has to say.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
All right, so he cracked a joke about it. But then everybody and their mother started doing the internet sleuthing to see who these people were. And they found out who these people were, okay? And yes, indeed, they were having an affair. And according to the report, it was, I don't need to read their names, because to me that it doesn't mean anything to, and this is the reason why I don't care that much, but I wonder why we care so much about all of these people that have their own private sins and situations and stuff like that. These are two consenting adults. They can, they're married. Not, I get it. I'm not trying to say that it's okay to cheat on your spouse. But this is not, people that are pedophiles or dealing with underage kids. Like, there's levels to right and wrong.
Sure.
This gentleman, he was exposed as a CEO of a company of a huge tech firm, and the woman that was in the video is his HR chief. Okay, so they have been outed. Their names, I have it in front of me. It doesn't matter. I don't care enough. I don't need to say who their names are. But 651-461-9226. Do we honestly care that much? Because I personally don't. Like, this is in the USA Today. This is all over. And look, they made their bed and now they have to deal with the consequences, right? Whether they've got their spouses want a divorce now, whether they've got children that are hearing about this or seeing the video and all,
because it's
on
video. Dad.
But
there he is.
But my point is that do I think that their lives should be ruined? Like, and I know the comeback will be, well, they should have thought about that before cheating. That's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. Me personally, Lindsay, I think that we in society, we take it a little bit too far. Mm. Like, if I was at the concert and I just saw this random guy and a woman up there and it looked awkward like that, do you think that I'm going to be on my phone trying to surf the net to see who they are? I don't care that much.
No, I don't really know why anybody cares that much.
Is this worthy of USA Today?
No, but everything is news these days, Henry. And I don't care if somebody is cheating on another, but it says something about you. Like, from a principled standpoint, like, if I found out that one of my friends was unfaithful to their significant other, I'm not gonna go tell their significant other.
Yeah.
But I'm going to look at you different.
That's fine.
Because, honestly, I don't know if I can trust you.
But you're not outing your friend
absolutely
to the world.
I'm not doxing them.
Yep.
No, I don't understand that, other than just people want to... This is where, like, true crime people are weaponized, right? We're going to find this killer. I found the killer. There's no more podcasts left. Now I'm going to find this person. And they just do their little internet thing, slither through. The post you sent me had their LinkedIn. All of it.
Yeah. Which is too far. And right. By the way, from the 612, if they cheat on their wife and get caught, they don't get to whine about for people to feel sorry for them, stupid people. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying here is I don't think it's appropriate for us to dox them. That's stupid. We typically, like, we live in a world now where we want to dox people and just ruin their existence. No one's saying that they didn't do something dumb. Nobody's saying that they're not going to deal with the consequences of their actions. They are going to deal with the consequences of their actions. She's the HR chief. She's probably going to get fired. He is, according to the reports, a billionaire, right? Like, so that's fine. But all I'm saying is that I just don't think that we should go about it in the way that we're going about it nowadays. We got to get all of the tea. If I had just been a person at the concert venue and I'm watching this, I would not have been on my phone, like, sleuthing, trying to figure out what's what. 651-461-9226. If you'd like to weigh in or react to this particular story. Because if it was you or I, I'm not sure how much. If it was me, well, I'm not married. So that kind of takes me out of this. But, like, if it was you,
mm-hmm.
do you think it ends up in the USA Today?
Absolutely not.
No. What if you stepped out with a super famous person? Then it might get there.
Perhaps.
So therein lies part of it too.
You think it's a billionaire thing?
Well, I think it's.
It could be.
I think it's about what their status is financially.
Sure. If
if this person was a UPS driver, I don't think that this is in the paper at all.
No.
This person is they have outed this gentleman because they found out who he was, they know how much he's worth, mm-hmm. and they feel the need to expose him. If it was the person that delivers your mail and my mail, this a regular U.S. Postal Service, they're not going to be put on blastery like this.
Yeah. See, this is I have very, very little empathy for people who are billionaires. I really do. I don't think
exist. But hold on. In this specific matter, does it matter, though? It doesn't. It shouldn't matter whether the person works at Whole Foods and they're bagging groceries or they're a multi-billionaire.
I know. But
cheating is cheating.
I'm trying to put my shoes put my feet in the shoes of the people that want to expose this person. And I think there is real reason for plenty of people to say, billionaire? I'm going to show them just how slimy this person is. Let's get it out. Let's get the dirty laundry because we idolize.
What's the fairness in that?
I think there's a lot of unfairness, and I think we like to pass that around the table when possible, especially to the people that are considered the overlords. When you talk about billionaires, when you talk about people that have so much money when they're – I just don't think billionaires can exist without exploitation of other people.
That's a totally separate conversation.
I know,
though.
but I think you can play into this.
No, I don't because to me, you could have the best job in the world, you could have a lot of money, or you could have no money at all. You could be a terrible person.
Yep.
You could be a great person. You could be just a person with some flaw. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't think that the title and the job that you hold and your economic status should play a part of being doxxed and exposed. Mm. If a person is just a regular Joe Blow,
mm-hmm.
and they beat on their wife, right? Am I not supposed to say anything because they're a regular Joe Blow? But if they're a CEO and they're worth a lot of money, like Dana White, and he's caught
correct.
On a boat,
yep.
like. What's the difference? There shouldn't be a difference. If you want to expose people and expose them, then you would do it across the board. My point ultimately is just because they have the means and they're wealthy and they're popular and all that stuff, whatever, regardless of whether we view them as taking advantage of people and being billionaires, that has nothing to do, to me at least, it shouldn't have anything to do with doxing them and making them, because they got families too. Like,
yep.
like, you know what I'm saying? So that's the way I look at it.
Hmm. Yeah, I can understand that. And I think that's probably the right way to look at it if you're going to go like the right and wrong way. Just to loop back to our conversation earlier about accountability being the same for everybody, no matter your status. That's fully podcastable on the Odyssey app. It's already up there. But I still think the beating on the wife and infidelity are two very different things. I just feel that we're looking out, just the collective, we are looking out for a way to bring down those to our level. And I think there's a lot
of
frustration.
That's not for us to do.
I know that, but people will take that upon themselves to do that. And you're right, there are consequences for these people's families, their kids, everything else. It shouldn't matter. But at the same time, I can understand once people found out exactly who this was. Because if it was just a Joe Schmo, it doesn't blow up. But because it is a billionaire, it is. And you know what? Billionaires, to me, it's a little bit different rules. Because they're playing by different rules than everybody else,
see,
too.
I don't view it that way. I don't think that your economic status or your fame and fortune should make... Are you going to be more susceptible to stuff like this? Of course. Because you have more... And there's going to be, you're going to have more access to be able to get away and do all of these different things, whatever. But I just don't think from an exposure standpoint that we should go there. I just think it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
I really do. Because I think for any of us to act like we are just perfect human beings
is not
cool. Because as much as I have high standards for myself And I believe that morally, I'm a really good person. Mm-hmm. I am not going to sit here and act like I'm perfect. Right. I've made mistakes in my life that I don't like, and I feel like I've learned from those mistakes. So to think that I'm going to look at somebody else and try to knock them for not being perfect when I'm not perfect myself, I just can't do it. Text line from the 612. Henry, I agree with you 100%. 763, this is a good text here. I saw the story, and to me the worst part was how many people felt they had to go on his wife's social media accounts right. and link the story. She was forced to take down her accounts. We all need to mind our own business and do better.
Right. But if we're already going to those lengths, of course they're going to go to we're going to find the wife's profile. We're probably going to find the kids. We're going to have all the, it doesn't stop. And so that's where your argument is right there, Henry, is like, do you let the dragon out? Do you think the dragon's going to stop right after one step? No, they're going to go all the way. There's no stopping once something like that gets momentum.
And this is different. And let me be clear about this. To me, this is different than, because these are people that are involved with each other in an inappropriate relationship, right, that they get caught. This is different than Henry Lake confronts Lindsey Brown on the street, and it's a road rage thing, and I'm cussing Lindsey Brown out, mm-hmm. and I'm in her face, and she's a woman, and she's like, why are you in my face, whatever, and someone sees me, and they get video of us, and then they try to figure out who I am. And then when it comes out who I am, it's Henry Lake from WCCO. And then, you know what I'm saying? That's, yep. to me, that's different because I have gotten like verbally abusive.
It's an aggressive
to you.
Act. Yes. Versus one that's, they're dancing.
Yes. Was it wrong? It's wrong.
It's wrong.
I get that. I don't know, man. And I didn't even know that part about the wife.
I didn't either. Until
this person just texted and says, I just feel bad for, I don't feel bad for them two because they knew what they were doing. I feel 100%. Bad for all the other people involved.
Right.
Meaning their kids and their significant
I guess
others.
The moral of the story is that you can't bring somebody down that maybe you think deserves it, even though we're not supposed to pass judgment without taking other innocent people down with them. And so that in and of itself should prevent you from doing it.
Yeah. And no, texter from the 612, you worry too much. No, I care about other people. Like, yeah. We need more of caring for other people in this world because we don't have enough of that right now. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we've got word on the street.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Word on the street time. I have no idea where Lindsey Brown's going with this.
Hee-hee.
Well, let's see.
Trained you well.
Floor is yours.
Expect the unexpected, but when word on the street is happening, I've just been told to bring the hottest of gossip. And as we mentioned earlier with our conversation with Charles Hallman, which is also fully podcastable on that Odyssey app, Caitlin Clark has been ruled out for the All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis, and that's a big business problem. I'm not sure how we're going to quantify that. I'm sure there's going to be some people that are going to be on it. But I was perusing some of the articles, the deep dives. I found something out of Ink on Indy as they were going through just how many games that she's missed this season. She was suffering from a quad injury. Then it moved into the groin. They kept her out again. I think there might be a budding problem here. I'd make the consideration to maybe sit out Caitlin Clark for the rest of the season. And that is an even bigger business problem that the WNBA doesn't even want to consider. But when you think about the pressure of her influence and what that does to your decision as a player, what you're willing to maybe look over, maybe jeopardize your body a little bit. It's just a short term. It's just one injury, right? That's what Jason Tatum said. That's what Tyrese Halliburton said. And I'm not saying it's not the same amount of games. It's not the same people. But would you, Henry Lake, consider shutting her down for the rest of the season?
No, I would not. No, I would let her get healthy. But
they tend to rush her back.
But that's the point. Don't rush her back. Like, let her get enough time to really fully recover. I would not rush her back. But no, she's a competitor too. Like, mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark, I love Caitlin Clark, by the way. Like, I'm a big fan. Don't rush her back. That's the issue here. I feel like there could be a rush to rush her back because she means so much to the W.
Exactly that.
Don't do that, though. Don't do that. If she's going to come back for the last 20 games of the year, so be it. If she's back for the last dozen games of the year, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But rushing her back and then losing her again, that doesn't do anybody. I think it's way too premature to make the decision to shut her down for the year.
Right. And there are some other pressures that would probably go your way, Henry. When you talk about the talent that they've accumulated, they're kind of in that middling record, but you have teams like the Las Vegas Aces, like the Washington Mystics, that are fighting for that playoff spot. They're able to win the Commissioner's Cup, but then they also lose against teams that are really struggling. And so that inconsistency has really messed with that core. And obviously that team is just going to go as far as Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston are going to take them. But I just get worried that sometimes we get too excited about the product being here right now at expense of her future.
No, I totally get that. I just think that you have to do, because what you, if you're doing right by Caitlin Clark, mm-hmm. you're doing right by the league.
True.
So that's just the way that I look at that. Look at this. If she is able to go in 2 weeks and she's not compromised, then let her go. Mm-hmm. Now, that's being optimistic. You know it's a big deal, though, for her to not participate in Indianapolis.
100%.
I think this is a blow for the league for this weekend. Look, we know how phenomenal she is as a brand, mm-hmm. as a player, as an athlete, just as a woman in sports. But to me, it's way too early to talk about shutting down for the season.
Okay. Well, maybe my apprehension is fed a little bit by a story I read earlier. Once in a while, ESPN does an unbelievable long-form article, and there was one on Joel Embiid earlier today. I spent at least an hour kind of scrolling through. This is by Dotun Akintoye. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. You're an excellent writer. But I learned among Joel Embiid's story, his career, his beginnings, his motivations, and his struggles, this dude is a huge Vampire Diaries fan. Have you seen the Vampire Diaries?
I have not.
Are you familiar with the vampire franchise that was through the aughts and the teens?
No.
I'm telling you, you got to watch this show. It's
got
everything. Are you all
in? Sounds like
I'm all in on TVD. I'm all in on Klaus. And Stefan and Nina Dobrev.
Are you
Elena.
A geek? on this?
I've watched it 3 times. He says he's seen it at least 10 because he watches it as he falls asleep.
Wait. Is this like...
It's a CW show. It's a teeny soap.
You've seen 3 episodes? Have you seen all
the
of the
series
3 times?
I too am a series rewatcher because I have a lot of anxiety and it calms me to see things that I've seen before. So Joel uses it to help him fall asleep. He named his dog Klaus. If you're a TVD fan, you know that is a true fan to name him after probably the biggest villain. One of the best written villains of all CW history. Just saying. But he had a lot of times where he pushed through his injuries and there's that kind of, what if I didn't do this? What if I didn't do that? What if I worked with this person? Considering how his NBA career began, which was 2 years on the bench, there's a lot of questions. So check out that article on ESPN. It's one of the best ones I've seen in a really long time. Now, this is probably in a different week would be the biggest news, and maybe it'll still pick up over the weekend, but Meg Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson, they're together. They're together.
Yeah.
They've been soft launching on social media all week. Meg posted a photo of herself, and I think Klay was in the background, and
she was in the pool.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. That's right. All I know is I've been seeing it through the outlets, but they hard launched. That means you're intentionally out at a public event holding hands. This is my man. This is your man. It's my man. She claimed him last night. They were at the Pete and Thomas Foundation Gala at Gotham Hall, the inaugural event, which I believe is Megan's foundation that she created in memory of members of her family. They were holding hands together. They were taking pictures together. Meg Thee Stallion says she has never dated anyone so kind. Quote, this is my first relationship where I've ever been with somebody who's genuinely a nice person and makes me happy. I've just never dated someone like him, and I'm grateful that he's here by my side and that he feels the same way about me. Fellas, if you are lacking with the ladies or whoever you want to hang out with, best way to do it to solve that male loneliness epidemic, your actions. You be nice to people. Treat them right.
The thing that I get from this entire situation is that I think that a lot of times we say that we have a type. I'm not sure that that's necessarily true. I think because how we view people in terms of types.
Like who I'm attracted to and who I'm who I want to be with.
Yes, because when people saw Meg Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson, they're like, what?
Right.
They don't even seem like they fit. I even said that. I was like, what? But that goes to tell you, unless you truly know somebody, you don't know what they're attracted to. I'm dead serious.
Right.
You know?
I'm claps for men that treat women right. And she, with what she's had to go through, I'm hoping she's having the best time and just sleeping constantly. Because when you're around a person that's good for you, you get tired. It's just a fact. So I hope that there's a lot of sleeping going on. Strictly sleeping, nothing else, because this is a family program. And to wrap things up,
I'm not sure that they're just sleeping.
I can neither confirm nor deny because I am not
I
in
can't
there.
Either, but I'm just saying.
I'm not in there. Supreme Court said years ago, they don't care about what we do in the bedroom, but apparently that's up for discussion too. But have fun, Meg and Klay. Hope it's all the love that it's meant to be. And to wrap things up, just a little child-friendly, and I know that you love the anthropology news, Henry, but it was discovered just 15 miles west of Denver, some markings on the ground that would indicate a giant dinosaur courtship area. They got scratches. They got places where they used to nest. How they found this? They had to get creative because you're not allowed to walk in the area where these markings are because it's a protected area. You got fossils there. Mm-hmm. They took some drone photos. They found 35 scrape marks of various shapes and sizes. It's a one-of-a-kind find, Henry. It's a one-of-a-kind find.
And where is this again?
This is in Denver. This is in Denver, Colorado. Prime area for fossils.
Denver.
You've never been to Denver?
No.
Oh, you gotta go.
I've been to Vail Beaver Creek, but I've never been to Denver.
Oh, all right, fancy pants. Where'd you fly in? Did you just take a helicopter in? Did you take a private jet?
We flew into Vail.
A PJ?
No, it was Delta flew us into Vail.
To Vail?
Radio station sent us.
Oh, the radio station did.
We did shows from Vail. Yep.
Sure. It was a weekend, New Year's Eve. What was the per diem?
No. They flew us in for promotion. Revolving around flying directly into Vail.
Oh, okay.
And so we did back-to-back winters, and it was all I got to get back to Vail Beaver Creek. Unbelievable.
What time of year was it?
It was the winter.
It was the winter. So, really? And you enjoyed it?
I took the ski school.
You did?
Yeah, I'm up on the bunny hills.
Is there footage?
Learning how to, No.
Oh, come on. Henry, we got to educate the masses. We got to spread that ski culture
around.
This was
a long time ago.
There's nothing that ski culture loves more than inclusivity.
This was like 17 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we weren't taking many videos. You weren't doing an influencer's vacation.
No.
That's too bad. You could have seen these markings.
It was fun.
The mating rituals. There's a few places around there, I would think.
Maybe about effort to you know, go at some point.
Yeah,
I know
some
people in Denver.
I hear the downtown is kind of dead.
Denver?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't
It kind of all looks the same now.
I wouldn't know.
There's a lot of money there because they legalized weed early, but then it wasn't federally legalized, so they couldn't put the money in the banks, and so they put them all into the houses.
All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather one more time. And baseball doesn't need any new dumb ideas. We get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
All right, this has got to be the dumbest idea with Major League Baseball that I've heard in quite some time. And I know that Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has come up with some goofy things, even though I think that everybody enjoys the way that things played out with the All-Star Game. But this is not even something that's promoted by the Major League Baseball Commissioner. This is something from Mets star Pete Alonso. And we have the audio for it, but the audio doesn't sound great, so I'm just going to read it for you guys. But he thinks that there should be hockey-style fights in Major League Baseball. He says if there was one rule I could change, I don't think people should get ejected after charging the mound and fighting. I think it should be hockey-style. That's what he said at a press conference over the course of the MLB All-Star break. He goes on to say, quote, I think there's a rule if you want to go out and charge the mound, then you should be able to. But if the pitcher, hitter, or whoever charges, if they don't want to fight, they take a knee and they don't have to fight. First off, when you're talking about somebody taking your man card or calling someone out, like what Major League Baseball player is going to take a knee if somebody charges them? Like that's just not a thing. Like Pete, what the hell are you talking about, number one? Number two, the reason why, to me, this is one of the dumber things that I've heard You're going to allow a pitcher and a hitter to fight each other? Pitchers? Can you imagine a pitcher throwing a punch and it ruining and it ending his career? Seriously. And I'm not, and I know that you're like, well, everybody fights at times, but this is you purposely going and charging the mound and thinking you're going to duke it out. Like, that's not a thing. We cannot just allow this to happen to Major League Baseball. That makes no sense. A guy goes out there and he charges Joe Ryan, and Joe Ryan, he's not going to just, you know, be a punk about it. He's going to defend himself. And then Joe Ryan socks the guy, and he ends up with needing a Tommy John's. This is, not everything can be hockey, bro. Not everything can be hockey. We don't need NBA players trying to imitate hockey players. We don't need Major League Baseball players trying to imitate hockey players. We don't need football players trying to imitate. This is unique to hockey. Let hockey have their thing. There are people that are fans of hockey that are like, they shouldn't fight in hockey. This is ridiculous to me, Lindsay. I'm sorry. Mm. This makes
no... You don't
no,
have a thirst for violence.
This makes no sense. Blood. And hockey it's players...
It's different.
They have... Not only is it different, look at all the equipment they have on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. Come mm-hmm. on, Pete. Stop it.
One time, one of my goalie coaches, in order to prove that pucks weren't going to hurt me, he told me to just skate into the end boards repeatedly. It worked. Three words for you, Henry. Open-handed combat. What if we just did open hand? What if we had found a best of both worlds where we can get it out, get that one-on-one fight, we save the hands, open-hand combat.
This is not the slap thing.
I don't want slap fest either. I'm just saying, this
is not, you know what, if Pete Alonso wants to fight so much, go get with Dana White in the UFC. Stop it, Pete.
He could be part of the White House card. You're right.
He's being ridiculous, man.
Genius.
This is baseball, bro. We don't need to see all this other stuff. That's not helping the game of baseball.
You don't think baseball needs more violence?
Hit dingers, Pete. Focus on home runs, Pete. You bowed out of the... You took a knee already on the home run derby. People wanted to see you win it three times. I made money on Pete Alonso when he won the first time.
Always loops back to gambling. You lost me money, and now we can't like him anymore.
No, I won money on Pete.
Oh, you
That's
won
what I just
money.
Said. Yes, I bet him the first time that he ever was in it.
So you can't make money on him anymore, and that's why you're angry.
No, I can't make money on him if he doesn't participate.
Exactly.
He took a knee. He's talking about taking knees.
He
took a
knee.
I did good in Vegas this time.
So you don't need to cover anything?
I made some money.
Okay. I'm just checking. If you need help, there's a phone number.
You going to borrow me some money?
No, but I can give you a phone number.
No, I don't have a problem.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'm just saying. This is ridiculous. We don't need fighting in baseball.
I would love to see locker boxing, though. That would be fun.
I'm going to take it a step further. We don't need it in hockey.
Henry!
No.
You don't understand.
Hockey's such a beautiful sport. We don't need it. I'm not saying that I'm trying to take it out of hockey. I'm just saying that if they said tomorrow, no more fighting in hockey, am I going to watch hockey less? No, I'm not.
All right, what if I told you if you take the fighting out of hockey, it's going to get more violent?
How?
Because there is a certain amount of self-policing that needs to happen within that game. Because there's a different level of ruthlessness for hockey players. I've had teammates. Mind you, we were in high school. Girls, juniors, futures on the line. Sits next to me on the bench because it wasn't my half. I didn't get pulled. It wasn't one of those games, Henry. Tells me, I'm going to go blow out that girl's knee. Because she slashed her earlier in the game. Went down in the corner, slew-footed her, which means she kicked her in the back of the skates. Guess what? The girl went out on a stretcher.
But that's just evil. That's taking it to another level. That's just evil. If you're
that's hockey competition.
If you're no, but that's,
and it's gross. I'm gonna write a book about it someday, Henry.
That is gross. Like,
I'm gonna write about it.
They purposely injure somebody.
Yep.
Like, no one's endorsing that.
So if that exists within the high school 2009 Minnesota Thoroughbreds roster, what kind of vengeance do you think exists on NHL? These teams already exist, upper body, lower body. They won't even tell you where they're hurt in case somebody goes for them.
But that already exists. If somebody wants to be that evil, they'll be that evil without the fighting. Seriously. With fighting or without fighting. That's just being a mean-spirited person, bottom line.
A five-minute major sometimes isn't going to cut it for somebody to get an answer. Just not going to cut it. You break somebody's jaw,
I'm not advocating for taking fighting out of hockey. That's not my deal. I'm advocating
for necessary violence.
We don't need it in baseball. Pete Alonso, get a grip, bro.
The pants are too tight anyway. They'd rip.
Coming up next, the final segment and a little Miles Davis right here on The Late Show. All right, final couple of minutes here of The Late Show. Lindsey Brown producing. Thank you so much. Twins are back at it tomorrow. Abbreviated show tomorrow with the Twins back in action in Colorado, which I called this a few weeks ago. I said the Twins need to get on a little bit of a roll, play better baseball before going into the break. They did that. They beat the Cubs. They won that series. They took two out of three from the Pirates. And now you start against Colorado, who's terrible. And tomorrow night, Chris Paddock is your starting pitcher. 7:40 first pitch. The Late Show from 6 until 7. I feel like Detroit is going to stumble a little bit here to start the second half of the season. Not because I don't think that Detroit's going to win the division. They're up 11.5 games. But the Detroit Tigers looked a little tired heading into the All-Star break. Like, Scooble got rocked in his – well, I don't want to say rocked. He did kind of get rocked his final start before the break. I don't know. Come on, Twinkies. Let's step our game up. Let's make this competitive. At some point, I hope that we get Luke Kishel back. He was awesome. Till he got hit and his wrist got broken. That was frustrating. Twins had a little bit of bad luck. Let's get some guys back. Let's get Luke back. Let's get Pablo back. Pablo's still a ways away. But I got faith in the Twins. Do I think that the Twins will make the postseason? I think so. I think we'll play better. The one thing I should look at, though, is what is the current standings in the wild card. Current wild card, the Twins are 4 games out. We got time. Let's get it done. Thanks to Charles Homer for being a part of the show. Thanks to everybody that text. Back at it tomorrow night, Late Show, starting at 6 p.m. right here on The Good Neighbor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.